This episode is brought to you by Juul Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Juul beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook. You don't have to make mess. You just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Juul so much that we bought it. So we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients, and it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life, and only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to JuulWellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at JuulWellness.com. On with the show. Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. Today we are talking about short cycles after HA slash just this is still being on the HA spectrum, right? You may have a period, but it's short, it's light, it's not ideal. Let's talk about that because it's so common. And even if you've never lost your period, it doesn't mean that if you have short cycles, you're probably still on this spectrum. So we're talking about that today. And I'm filming this one in advance because the time of this release, I am flying across the Pacific to visit Australia. So that's why it looks the same. And look how cute my office is. Finally, guys, we're getting some backgrounds for these videos that are like approaching cute. And I recently released a video on another YouTube channel that I run with my best friend, Adi, that's all about DIY. So you see us transform this office space. So definitely go check that out. I will try to link it below. Otherwise, it's Adi Caz. It's A-D-E-E-C-A-Z. Okay, so let's jump into the first question, which is from Sydney. Sydney says, hey, Dani. That's the wrong one. I bet you she still says, hey, Dani. Yeah, she does. Hey, Dani. I started following you in January and I fully committed to recovery in February. I got my first period on the 9th of April. The first cycle was 27 days. Nice. Followed by 25, 24, 20, and now 21. After my second period, I started reintroducing exercise slowly. Bing, 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 bing. Then between 24 and 20, I was extremely stressed due to school. It was the end of the school year and the to-do list was enormous. I tried my best to find time for meditation. I barely exercised, maybe once per week.
But to be honest, I was very stressed and exhausted. So I was very surprised to even see a period. And now I've still been grinding hard for school, but being less stressed. My period started today, which sort of disappointed me. I was expecting the cycle to be longer. I was traveling last week and I walked a ton, less than 20 kilometers, more than 20 kilometers most days, and did not get any sleep during the weekend due to flights in the night. May this have impacted it? Do you think my cycles are okay? Is there something worrying I need to address, apart from learning how to reduce school stress? Thank you so much. Okay, so those are short cycles and you should be working on that. Note how when you fully committed to the process, you had a 27-day cycle. Then you started changing things and now it got progressively shorter. So I feel like your question is really, how do I go back to everything I was doing before to the best of my ability without having anything change, right? Like, how do I not change my life but have my periods stay the same? And I get it. Yes, the life stress needs to change if you want to be able to do all the other stuff you're doing that's not helping. Meaning, look, maybe when you slowly reintroduced exercise, you also, realizing it or not, slowly reduced how much food you were eating, right? Look at me, I don't have HA anymore. I did the thing. I don't have HA. I cannot justify eating the way I'm eating anymore. Oh, but now stress, travel, exercise, and probably not being as disciplined and focused on how you were eating for your initial cycles as you are now. You know, the HA healing process is 6 to 12 months minimum, right? It's 12 months no matter what. You are sensitive. You cannot give your body a taste and then take it all back. No. It needs regular, consistent rest and food. And also you need regular cycles in order to create robust regular cycles in the future. There will be a day where you can handle school stress and travel happening in the same month or quarter, but you're not there yet. You need a whole year of giving your body the support of sleep, rest, food before you can expect it to tolerate school stress, travel stress, and exercise stress. You probably need to be maintaining a certain body fat percentage. The higher the body fat percentage, the better the stress tolerance. You need to be not expecting your body to be healed after all this time, expecting your body to be healed to the point that it can handle anything you throw at it is unfair, right? So most likely, Sydney, you need to kind of unwind, go back to what you did the first month, keep it there. If you're going to be traveling, you can't be also exercising and you need to be eating enough. Cool. All right.
Da-da-ding. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's going to need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off, biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
Next question is from Magdalene. She says, "Hey Danny, I'm a 17-year-old who lost her period about a year ago due to weight loss. I got it back in May after a lot of weight restriction or a lot of weight restoration. Then I didn't get it again till this month, but it was much lighter and shorter as well. What could that mean? I didn't lose any weight between now and May, and in fact, I gained a little more. Does a light period still count? And what makes spotting different from a light period? Does it help your body to feel safe when you intentionally eat a lot on your period? And would that make it heavier? If I just stay steady, will it come back fully next month? I'm working with a dietitian just for background, but I saw a recent post of yours that addressed a similar topic to this and I wanted to reach out." Yeah. So let's answer the questions one at a time. I got it back in May after weight restoration and I didn't get it again, but it was, I didn't get it again until this month. So it was a longer cycle and then the bleed was light and less days. What does that mean? It means that your body didn't have this because you had a longer period of time. Like it was a longer cycle, right? You didn't have what you needed to complete that cycle. But on the top half, here's my guess. The top half of that month, you actually were consistent, staying steady, did the thing. So you started to build a uterine lining and endometrium and you had a follicle start to come to maturation. Somewhere along the line, you stopped, right? Just like maybe the question before, you stopped being as disciplined for whatever reason, right? You didn't feel like you really had HA, you're trying to see what you could get, like, what you could get away with maybe in terms of stress, exercise, like not having to eat as consistently because it is annoying. And then you kind of stopped the progress. But once you develop a uterine lining to a certain point, what builds up must come out. So you may not ovulate, but the body will empty the uterus because the uterine lining is getting too old. So it's possible it didn't fully mature, didn't fully bleed, but it eventually had to empty itself. That's one possibility, right? The other is simply that you weren't eating enough. That it's possible, right? Because I don't have your food log. I don't have the consistency, the evidence of consistency. But if you're feeling like, no, I ate more, I definitely ate exactly the same. And if I could like look at all of that and corroborate it, I would probably go ahead and run extra lab work just to see what the hormones are doing. But most likely what would happen here from a coaching perspective is I'd ask you endless questions. You and I would go on a journey through your life, your days, through that whole month, through all of your eating, and we will find where the ball was dropped. A tool for this is our HA recovery game planner. It's basically like I ask you a series of checklists. It's like lifestyle, exercise, and food checklist. And you look and see how many of those things you answer one way or the other. And it helps you determine some blind spots that you may have had. So I'll try to link to that. Otherwise, it's on our store, thehasociety.com/store. And you can check that out. She also asks, does it help your body to feel safe when you intentionally eat a lot on your period and would that make it heavier? No, because like what's been built is already there, right? So the majority of the uterine lining builds in that kind of first 2 weeks of the period, of the cycle, sorry. So what's there is what's there. That's why I think that the process of building up your uterine lining kind of halted and then it just had to come out. That's why that's my guess. If you stay steady, will it come back fully next month? Yes, probably. So I hope that helps answer your questions. Thanks for tuning in this week, guys. If you have questions as well about short menstrual cycles or any menstrual cycles or missing menstrual cycles or your challenges around weight gain and challenges around eating and all of the things that can feel scary but you can overcome, please send your questions below, comment below, or send them to Danny at thehasociety.com. you can send them to me through Instagram at Danny Sheriff. And make sure you subscribe and turn on your notifications so you don't miss when the next one comes out.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys. And it's basically, this is stuff that we only give our paying clients. Our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys. But here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472. And I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society. Or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff. And you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that Blueprint bundle kit, 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I'm giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery. And we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally, if that's your goal. And we're going to make some moves. We're going to make some moves on recovery. It's going to be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are. And that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult.
So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.